This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health freedom.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health freedom.
He wasn't and isn't, at least for the most part, a traditional politician. But I think to some degree he's learned to become a politician in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I think this is somewhat, I don't know if it's a preemptive strike or an ongoing strike that's going to be happening. If Trump really wants to run again, he looks at DeSantis as stiff competition at this point. I think that's what's happening here. He's looking at DeSantis. He's like, oh, man, DeSantis may run. I want to run again. And maybe I can reduce his popularity somehow by going after him on something. And I think he's chosen the wrong thing to go after him on. But I think it's worth discussing the schism that's happening within the Republican candidate party, if you will, over this jab issue.
I agree with you 100%. When I saw this, I was just like, wow. You know, here's the Trump that I really did not like back in 2012, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we had some things to say on this show about him at that time.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of his. When he became president in 2016, he was a disruptor. It was unexpected. People didn't think it was going to happen. It was an upset. So those things alone, I was amused by. And so I kind of got, because listen, I love anything that bucks the system. I like anything that causes disruption in the system.
We both agree there.
I have a tendency to kind of lean towards that kind of stuff when it happens. Doesn't mean I fully support it. I'm just kind of, I don't know, I guess applauding the change, right? You know,
yes.
Something different, something that's, you know.
Is it bad of us to enjoy the entertainment value of it? Appreciate
that. I totally loved the entertainment value. But here's the problem with what's going on now, in my mm-hmm. opinion, mm-hmm. is that we got to know Trump really well over 4 years. And so now when he comes out going after DeSantis, and we'll play, we've got some audio of him here that we'll play in just a second. But
yeah.
when he does this, I recognize this now. I go, this is the Trump I know. This is the guy that's thinking strategically. That's mm-hmm. going, hey, I want to run in 2024. That means I now need to start attacking and playing politics, dirty politics, and going after my opponents in order to try and make it easy for me to win in 2024 and maybe run against Hillary, which is, imagine that, right?
What a redo that is. I think he's going to pay for what he's doing now, and it's not going to be good for those that support Trump, because we've seen a lot of the fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show that supported Trump. And look, where we agreed with Trump, I said so. The other areas, you know, Operation Warp Speed, I tried to, you know, figure out what the hell is going on here. But I really now believe that Trump has drunk the, let's call it the mRNA vaccine Kool-Aid, even though I don't agree it's an actual vaccine. And he's all in. He's not showing any signs of being reluctant, reticent, apologetic for anything that these shots have done. So as he goes after DeSantis on this, and I'll explain in my perspective on what DeSantis is doing and why, I don't think it's going to be in Trump's favor moving forward, other than, ironically, the liberal press that hates him normally is going to go, oh, look what he did. He attacked somebody for nothing.
They're having a field day with this right now. They are loving this.
Oh, my God.
This audio, play this here? This is Trump. He was doing an interview on OAN, the One American News. And they were asking him, are you like, have you changed your mind, you know, about the vaccine? We've heard about side effects and stuff like that. You know, where do you stand on the vaccine right now? And this is what Trump had to say.
I've taken it. I've had the booster. Many politicians, I watched a couple of politicians be interviewed. And one of the questions was, did you get the booster? Because they had the vaccine. And they're answering it like, in other words, the answer is yes, but they don't want to say it. Because they're gutless. You got to say it. Whether you had it or not, say it. But the fact is that I think the vaccine has saved tens of millions of people throughout the world. I have had absolutely no side effects. I've had it like other people have had it, nothing special.
All right. So he's
no
all
big
in.
Deal. I've
no
had
big
it.
Deal. Yeah.
Everything's good. It's saved tens of millions of lives.
It's like he's in complete denial or just shielded from the reality that so many people have not had a no big deal interaction with it. And for him to call, and it's a veiled thing because he didn't call DeSantis by name, but we're gonna play a clip and show you he was definitely referring to DeSantis. But it's completely disrespectful of medical privacy. What if somebody doesn't want you to know? What if they, hey, look, I've got my own issues to deal with and my own medical and health issues, and I'd rather not discuss it. For him, it's become a political game. And that's the thing of what I said about what I liked about Trump is that he wasn't political. Yes, he's strategic in terms of what he does, but it wasn't with, political wind-blowing focus group tested stuff. He went off off the cuff. And I appreciate that. I like that for the most part. But in this case, I think he's making a dangerous miscalculation if he thinks he's going to gain supporters other than the people that hated him last time will now maybe hate him marginally less just on this issue, but still hate him. So I just don't think he's thinking this all the way through. Some would say he never thinks it all the way through. Well, whatever. But at this point, I'm thinking, man, he is stepping into a minefield that his supporters are going to say, I can't go with you on this one, Trump. Yeah, you think you get the sense that this may be happening? It's not going to be good for him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. For me, I feel like, listen, we all know, and one of the things we kind of have loved about him mm-hmm. is the way that he likes to put his ego on display. Okay. And in my opinion, what's going on here is he desperately, desperately wants to claim credit for the vaccine. He knows, I think he's looking at it as a political advantage that if he can get credit for the vaccine, mm-hmm. then he's going to win the election, right? Which I don't understand where he's getting that from, because
I think he's deluded or somebody.
Biden has been taking credit for the vaccine and everything's going on with the vaccine. Look at his approval numbers, right?
Yeah, they're
so
good.
That doesn't. But he really, 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 really wants to be the guy mm-hmm. that it gets credit for the vaccine.
Well,
he's now alienating all kinds of people are his followers.
And Superdon history is not going to be kind to him on this issue, as it isn't kind right now to Biden with all the things he's doing. The only thing I will say that's in favor of Trump is that he still says, I would not mandate it. And on that front, mm-hmm. I can respect and appreciate it. I just acknowledge that because ultimately...
I don't think that saves him.
I'm not saying it saves him. I'm just acknowledging that if I'm looking for one nuanced distinction, that's a big right. one that does right. exist. That's all I'm saying. So can we hear from DeSantis? Yeah. You have a DeSantis clip?
So this, Trump just said, some people have been interviewed and they just, they won't say whether they got the booster or not. So he didn't say DeSantis by name. Mm-hmm. But his comments were following this statement by DeSantis.
Have you gotten the booster?
So I've done whatever I did, the normal shot, and that at the end of the day is people's individual decisions about what they want to do.
Hmm. So he didn't come right out and say he did or didn't. He just said, look, I got the normal shot. And we don't know if he got the booster. Trump indicates he thinks he did. I don't know because
in listening to that, it kind of sounds like he probably did, but he's like trying not to say that he did.
I don't know. I interpret
that's the impression I got from it.
I interpret it that he might not have, and he doesn't want to admit that.
Here's the thing. Who cares?
Well, I know.
Why does it matter? I don't understand why it would matter. Why would he not, if somebody got the booster?
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what do you guys think of the DeSantis-Trump feud that's brewing? And also, do you think DeSantis got the booster and doesn't want anybody to know, or didn't get the booster and doesn't want anybody to know? Why did he hem and haw on that question? And I have my perspective, and Super Don has his. What do you think? Let us know. Come on over to the chat room at robertscottbell.com/listen, or we'll be talking about this, I'm sure, a lot more over the coming weeks.
We'll probably revisit it on Monday. But
Yeah. So yeah. robertscottbell.com. You can always submit questions, comments at the website as well, and we try to answer them on the air when we can. If not today, then tomorrow. You know, you always come back and tune us in, right? Now, groceries. Running out of groceries. Have you been to any grocery stores or mass market retailers and found that, oh, the stuff that I'm used to seeing all the time is suddenly not there? Are the shelves barren or segments of the shelves barren? Have you seen anything, Super Don? Have you been out grocery shopping? You have?
I have. Yep. Yeah. Just the other day I ran over to the store because I needed to get some eggs. I got to the store and there was literally no eggs there. There were some – all that was left were the organic – brown eggs,
yeah,
in the 12 count,
yeah.
But it's like all the rest of them were, or if you wanted to get the flat, right? You know, the one that has like 36 eggs in it. Those were there.
Well,
but all the rest of them were gone.
Thanks for me. I mean, that's the only kind I buy are those organic brown eggs,
and
they were
funny,
left.
So. When do you remember? I don't know if you experienced this, but you know, about a year or two ago, when the run on everything was happening at the stores because everybody was panicking.
Yes,
it was like all the food was gone, except for the organic stuff and the vegetarian stuff.
You know what is
all
that
stuff was still there.
What does that say? I mean, I think it says a few things. One is that the people who are more inclined to eat organically probably are better prepared.
Right.
Maybe. The other thing is, of course, is that people. that haven't gone the organic route yet still are reluctant to spend a little more on food and save their lives later, right?
Right.
That's interesting. But the reality is even organic stuff, like there's apparently a run even on organic cream cheese. Like we were able to scour the retail environment to get enough cream cheese to make an organic cheesecake for my son's birthday. This was a few weeks back, but now that's you're dope. Looking at like you can't find it. So it isn't just the chemically grown mass market produced stuff. It's a little bit everything. So we have done some shows over the years on food preparation, preparedness. Of course, I talk about growing my own food, having a garden. Now we have two greenhouses, so we're growing in the winter and getting a head start on spring because, you know, as I was in Florida for many years and I could grow year-round, I'm not in that environment anymore. So we're trying to establish ways that we can be more responsible and less vulnerable to supply chain disruption, and some are predicting even more so coming in, in the days, months, weeks, and even years ahead. And what do we do? And I think, Super, the next thing, speaking of eggs, I'm debating about, is this the year I bring a chicken coop in and bring chickens? The neighbors have chickens. And I'm like, dude, when they gave me their whole flat of eggs, when our neighbors went on vacation last year, I was like, dude, these were awesome eggs. You know, they're just eating right there. They're fresh. It's amazing. Nice. So I thought, okay, that could be the next step of having a cheaper source of protein available to us at home, in addition to the fruits and veggies that you can get if you grow them wherever you are. I continue to encourage, and is it cajole or cajoli? How do you say that word?
It depends if you're in the United States or in Mexico.
Okay, but you know how I get on you, Super D. I'm just always a bit concerned. You have a raised bed garden you haven't initiated yet. I know
not
it's
yet,
winter.
No. But we're going to do it.
I'm going to be relentless on you. I'm just letting you know.
You won't have to be. You won't have to be.
All right.
We're going to do it here because spring is going to be here soon.
Right. And I want everybody to know that if you're not growing something, even in your windowsill, you're behind. And if you haven't prepped, in other words, have some level of food storage to get us through some hiccups here, you're a little late. But here's the good news. Our friend Marjorie Wildcraft from the Grow Network has an ongoing series of webinars that are available for free. And we have them linked up in the show notes, and you can just go to rsbfood.com. RSB, my initials, Robert Scott Bell, rsbfood.com, and you can plug in and start. And the beautiful thing, and I think she was picking on Super Don when she came up with the title of, like, you can grow your own food even if you're, what was the words? I'm not going
to
say.
It's how to grow lots of food in a grid-down situation even if you have no experience, are older, and out of shape.
So there you go. She didn't say Super Don by name, but it's kind of like Trump and DeSantis not saying it. But
I
anyway.
Don't have any experience. I am older, and I am out of shape. That's true.
Although, thankfully, at least you do the cardio miracle every day.
That's true. I do.
Keep the vascular system. But it's no excuse. Get out there and walk, run, do something with the dog. We got to take a break here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. And, of course, we are broadcast on podcasts all over the world and at our own website at robertscottbell.com. Remember, rsbfood.com. Back to talk Joe Rogan's trending suppression and censorship after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four hostages are safe, the captor, though, dead after an hours-long standoff at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, yesterday. The attacker was heard on a live stream ranting and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill members of the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. A Houston area rabbi, Brian Strauss, says he believes there's an unfortunate reality being illustrated here.
You know, since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years ago, the Tree of Life Synagogue, I think this is something that unfortunately is part of our lives now.
He spoke on Fox and Friends Weekend. Snow and freezing rain will be blanketing parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today before moving into the Mid-Atlantic tonight. There could be tens of thousands of power outages. And this is USA Radio News. Democratic strategist James Carville telling Democrats to stop being the whiny party. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he noted achievements of the party, including low child poverty rates and the creation of millions of jobs. Despite President Biden's sinking approval rating, Carville telling Democrats to gloat and promote the accomplishments of the past year. Carville also pointed to legislative shortcomings like Build Back Better and voting rights as platforms to try to run on in 2022. Meanwhile, not surprisingly, President Trump focused criticism on the Biden administration at a rally he held in Arizona last night.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks.
The U.S. topping another milestone this weekend with more than 65 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go again. We've got lots of upcoming events besides our availability 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in addition to our two-hour show here on Sundays, our GCN radio syndication. You can always come to robertscatbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Super Don once in a while sends out email blasts about webinars, some of which I'm actually engaged in participating in. We've got some coming up on, I mentioned CardioMiracle, vascular health issues, nitric oxide production. These are amazing. You will learn things we can't really go over on radio directly as well. So we want you to be plugged into that. You can always come on over to robertscottbell.com, and there's an upcoming events tab. As you scroll down, you can see a bunch of things coming up. And in fact, Superdon, take a moment, if you don't mind, let everybody know what's coming up, what they don't want to miss.
Yeah, well, we're just finishing. I think tomorrow's the last day of the Brain Immune Gut Summit, but I believe you can still sign up for that. You can get the replay on that. Coming up on January 17th, we're promoting a webinar about natural approaches to osteoporosis and bone health. Coming up on Wednesday 19th, you want to learn all about the 5G and EMF nightmare coming to your town. This will be a great webinar with Trevor King, who does a great job with these things, and you can learn about how to protect yourself from 5G and EMF. It looks like I think you are going to be at Chuck's Natural Fields Market on January 22nd talking about health sovereignty and health freedom.
Yeah, and I'm going to cover some silver and copper remedies, if you will, for what ails us, including the challenges to our immune system and vascular system in the era of COVID crazy. And I'll be remoting in. It's in Brandon, Florida, of all places. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go,
and
Brandon.
22nd. That's a Saturday. That's a week from, oh, my gosh, yesterday. So that's coming up, and we have a link to that as well. And
last one, January 24th, reversing disease with personalized nutrition. That's one that you can get signed up for as well. All of these are over at the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com.
Yes, very good. And also all the links, there are banners on the right-hand side of the page at robertscottbell.com, and you can get great deals on things that we utilize, product services, and you can check that out, including a satellite phone to replace the 5G that they want to hammer you with, and that, or as a backup, sat123.com/RSB, and there are great deals on that. So check it out. And one more thing to mention, of course, is Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. That's the place where we get our 100% whole food nutrients, including selenium, chromium, silica, and more. And that is at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Use the code RSB5 to get a discount when you check out. All right, so let's go to the hashtag thank you, Joe Rogan, or thanks, Joe Rogan. What is the hashtag that's trending on Twitter?
It is. I woke up this morning, went on Twitter, and over on the side, you know, it tells you what's trending. And there was a hashtag thanks Joe Rogan that was trending along with hashtag thank you Spotify. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Let's see what this is all about. Because we talked on Friday about how Joe Rogan is suddenly now under attack. There was a group of 270 scientists that wrote an angry letter, kind of like the UN does, you know. They wrote an angry letter to Spotify saying, please stop the misinformation. And they were targeting Joe Rogan specifically. Because he just recently, I think it was a week or two ago, he had John Abramson going after Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. He had Peter McCullough going after Big Pharma and situation with the vaccines. And then he had Robert Malone.
Yeah.
And so people have lost their collective minds over the fact that this Joe Rogan, funny comedian, former host of Fear Factor and UFC guy, has a podcast that has become more popular than, like, all of the mainstream news outlets combined, right?
It's amazing, yes.
11 million listeners per episode. And there's a chart that's going around. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter where it shows, you know, like, the next closest one is, like, 2.5 million or something.
Wow.
Right? You know, Fox News, CNN, yeah, whatever. So they're going after him. And they really hammered him pretty hard in the last couple of days. Well, this morning, apparently, somebody got the idea, Let's do hashtag thanks Joe Rogan. And mm-hmm. It's gone crazy all over the internet and all over Twitter. And I just think it's funny. You know, it's like, number one, I don't know why it is, but the other side of this debate seems to think that the way that you want to try and stop what you consider misinformation is censoring people and attacking them, right? Why don't you put out your own information and see if it can stand up? Why do you have to do character assassination and try and, you know, shut people down? It never works. It always has the opposite effect. It just causes people to wonder what it is that people are jumping up and down and screaming about. And it exposes that, you know, what they're trying to silence to more people every time they do it. I don't understand. These people obviously don't know how to learn.
I think that we have them right where we want them.
They're doing the work for us.
We have tricked them. We have outmaneuvered them with our strategy of speaking.
Like a Jedi mind trick, you know?
Right?
I mean, it's like,
of actually speaking facts and truth that they don't like and then getting them to censor us. And we get stronger. Our reach gets farther. In fact, we are badder than Joe Rogan. It's like, don't get cocky, Robert. But I'm saying it because...
What?
No. Joe Rogan hasn't been banned on Spotify like we have. So Joe Rogan's Milk Toast compared to the Robert Cattell show.
I guess you do have kind of a valid point. I think we need to we're going to need to pick up about 11 million more listeners. But
oh yeah, you had to throw that in my face.
Sorry.
But no, look, the thanks Joe Rogan and the thank you Spotify thing is rather interesting. The hashtags, because Spotify at this point is not backing down, and they're saying nope, we're not going to censor them, we're not going to label them. And you know, it's interesting. You know, I find it weird that we got banned, and you know, what have we done? The things that Joe Rogan's done just with a smaller audience, and maybe because they're not making as much money off of us or didn't. But
well, that's
regardless,
true. Regardless, it's like, it's like I think I said last week, you know, they're between a rock and a hard place because they paid him. It's like a multi-million-dollar contract, I think.
Yes.
Or at least $1 million. But, you know, the fact that he's got the most popular podcast on the earth with 11 million listeners per episode, I think Spotify know. I mean, listen, they're making money, right? Yeah. You know, it was an investment on their part. They know that if Joe, from what I understand, I think he has an out on his contract. But if he walks, then he's going to take all those listeners.
Oh, yeah. They'll follow him to whatever Spotify 2.0.
That aside. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy, listen, he's a comedian. He's a funny guy. He doesn't put himself out there as, I am a doctor, I am a scientist. He talks about stuff. If you've listened to him for any period of time, he could have Robert Malone talking about vaccines on today. Tomorrow he'll have David Lee Roth on talking about music. The day after that, he will have Eddie Bravo on talking about the flat earth and UFOs. And the day after that, you know, he'll have, you know, Ted Nugent on. I mean, it's like he goes all over the place. He just talks about interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And he has said more than once that, you know, he's like, I don't know blank about stuff. I'm dumb. I just like to have conversations and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and he admits when he's wrong. You know, a lot of people have been taking that clip that we got it off of CNN.
Yeah, we played it on Friday's show. And
where he's just like, well, you know, because he had a guest on and they were talking about myocarditis. And Joe had read, and I've read the study that he read, and he had read that, and he said that he thought, based on what he had read, that more people were getting myocarditis after the vaccine than they were getting from just having COVID.
Right.
The guest that he had on said, no, actually, I think it's the other way around. And he had a study that they looked at. And so they're both looking at this. They're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're comparing notes. They don't agree. You know, they're talking.
But do you remember what the press went apoplectic over in that interchange?
Oh, they were just like, oh, he got fact-checked.
Right, he got fact-checked.
Show, and then he tried to move the goalposts.
Yeah, that's the point I wanted to bring up here, Super D, that he actually said, I wonder. And I'm paraphrasing here.
He's like, where are we getting this from?
Who put this out, right?
Yeah.
He's basically asking, I wonder if there are any conflicts of interest, which is a legitimate question within the scientific spectrum to ask, because you have to reveal conflicts of interest when you submit articles for peer review. What are your conflicts of interest? Declare them now. And so he did something, and then they say, oh, he got fact-checked, he moved the goalposts, and also he's not a doctor, which he never claimed to be, right?
They tried to make something out of nothing.
Yeah,
because some of these outlets have been like, oh, look, Joe Rogan got humiliated on his own show.
He did not.
He was not humiliated not at all. No. If Joe Rogan was sitting right here and you said that to him, he'd laugh. He'd laugh at the idea that people think he was humiliated. He loves the guy that was his guest, okay? Mm-hmm. He said so on Twitter. He said, you know what, if somebody was going to make me look dumb, I'm glad it was Josh Zepps because I love this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. There was no humiliation. And honestly, if you listen to the entire clip, which we did on Friday, you'll find that they, in the conversation after where CNN cut it off, where they continue on, at the end of the statement, the guy that was his guest made the statement that he thought that the U.S. epidemiological data is unreliable and he doesn't rely on it for his information. So, you know, it's all spin, you know, I mean, it's just, here's the bottom line. The mainstream media, in my opinion, is scared of Joe Rogan because they no longer control the narrative. There's somebody that went out there. This is a success story, in my opinion, what Joe Rogan has done. He was just a dude, a comedian that got made a podcast and now has more listeners and more people listening to him than CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and whatever. And I think the media is running scared right now. And so what do they do when that happens? They attack, right? They got to try and bring him down. And that's what they're going to try and do at this point. They're going to try and destroy him.
Well, the point is he's getting bigger. His audience is growing, as with us when we got banned on YouTube and Spotify. We had a whole new crowd, and it continues to grow each and every day, much less each and every week. And I say, bring it on. Bring on the calls for censorship. You keep, trying to diss on Rogan for asking questions, good questions. Anybody that has that kind of audience asks good questions and listens. And he's different than we are, or than I am, in a sense. I liken similarities in that I love talking about all kinds of topics. I like interviewing people. I enjoy asking questions that a lot of people don't ask. In that regard, I find some level of similarity. The other difference, or a significant difference, is I have a background in natural medicine, and I was raised pharmaceutically with intense study into the biological sciences. I don't claim to be a PhD research expert. I don't claim to be a medical doctor. But I do acknowledge that I have experiences that a lot of people don't have in medicines that those people that are going after Rogan freak out when they hear me talk about. But I don't mind. Let them. And when we come back from this break, we'll talk about challenging those folks to debates. They run like the cowards that they are. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you're courageous. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, y'all. You know what? If you're just tuning in once a week, you're missing so much. I want you to come on down to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. Even better, become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. As little as $5 a month. You can pay for the whole year in advance. It's amazing. You get a lot of bonuses. And that includes monthly AMAs, Ask Me Anythings. And Super Don's there, too. And we do that via Zoom, so we get to see one another. It's a great community. We have great discussions. And that next one's happening the 29th of January, Saturday, the 29th of January at, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to have you be part of that. So come on down. Also, when we do our weekday show, we go 2 hours. It's also heard on UK Health Radio. But we also do a bonus round when we're live. And that bonus round can go anywhere. And on Friday's bonus round, I actually redid a video that got banned on YouTube, along with all our videos, right? People have been asking, hey, Robert, you always talk about nebulizing silver. I know it's in your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, How to Do It. Can you show us? And we did. Super Don and I went through it. He's done it too, but I showed it on screen. And I don't know if it's up yet, Super Don, but we definitely want to have that as a standalone. But this is the kind of fun stuff we get to do if you join us live when we're on the air, 3 to 5 Eastern plus some Monday through Friday as well.
Yeah, it's not up. It will be by the end of the weekend.
Okay. Very cool. That's a big one. People have been asking and asking. I finally got around to it. So as we wrap up today's first hour of the show, we have one more story. This is Jessica Malati, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Rivera, on CNN. She was claiming, this is like an epidemiologist. She's like one of those guest experts on these CNN shows. And she says that Spotify, once again, not going after Joe Rogan in this case, but going after the Robert Malone interview. And she says that Malone is spreading misinformation, and there should be a warning, I guess, sort of on Joe Rogan's podcast, too, alerting listeners that the information is actually incorrect. Now, I don't know if she's calling for an outright ban, but she wants a warning label put on it, like cigarettes or something. And yet, will she withstand the scrutiny when challenged by the likes of Steve Kirsch, who has a great Substack, and he has done some great work, and we featured it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he had responded to Jessica Malati's call for, if not outright censorship, at least warning labels. And he said to her, yeah, I've listened to it. And he did an awesome job talking about Robert Malone and Joe Rogan. He said, best podcast in Rogan history. And instead of trashing him on CNN, would you like to debate him and our team? Our audience and reach is much greater than your audience, so you can't claim you are platforming him. And I thought that was a great heading off of the past Superdome. Because
this was on
the,
Twitter, by the way.
Right, on Twitter. And yeah. By the way, she blocked him on Twitter after he said that.
I love the way, as I was reading this, because, you know, he replied, apparently, because, and I saw this tweet, actually, mm-hmm. from CNN, mm-hmm. When I was looking for audio.
Yeah.
And so I saw that interview. And so then he replied back, he tweeted, replied on Twitter, you know, hey, you want to debate and stuff like that? And her reply, and I love in the article, it just shows the thing. Have you ever been blocked on Twitter?
Yes, I have.
So you know then how that looks, right? Because
yeah.
you try and go to somebody's profile, and this thing pops up, and it goes, you're blocked.
Yeah.
You can't follow or see this person's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she didn't even have, you know, here she is on CNN, being the expert, wanting to sit there and tell the truth and have mm-hmm. this conversation. Yet if somebody challenges her, not in a mean way, he yep. wasn't rude.
Not at all.
He wasn't. All he said is, hey, look. Do you want to debate, you know, Robert Malone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Right? You know, why not get out there? You know, get there head to head with the person that's out there that's dangerous and spreading information. You could go out there and debate this guy.
Why wouldn't you clearly win? Yeah, because you know so much, right? But I think what I said about heading off of the pass, one of their responses in the past has always been, well, we don't want to dignify and give you a platform for your disinfo and misinfo.
100%, yeah.
And the irony is he said, look, we have a larger reach than you by far. It's not even close, so you can't say you're going to be giving us extra platform. You could
right.
win over millions of people that you aren't reaching right now. And it's like, nope,
isn't it ironic, I think, mm-hmm. that these people would say they don't want to give you a platform to spread your information, but when you end up with a bigger platform than them, then they get jealous.
Yeah, classic,
right?
Huh? That's just
right?
classic, yeah. Well, as we wrap up hour one, I want to remind you, too, if you're getting a little anxious about anything, CBD, hemp CBD is great. Our friends at Nutritional Frontiers have the best USDA organic, U.S.-grown, harvested, clean and pure, third-party validated and verified. Just go to CBDNF.com. The discount code is RSB15 on any and all their products, even their sale products. Back after the news break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.